You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Today's show is being brought to you by Audible. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook with a 30-day trial membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover and browse through some of the unmatched selections of the audiobooks and programs that they offer. Download a title and start listening all for free. All right, it's that easy. Just go to audibletrial.com/marriagetakeover.
The Marriage Takeover Q&A Live.
Yes.
We had a question that came in, and we had an article that came in. So right. Let's talk about the article. First, before we dive into that, we want to do the winners. Oh, wait. It's Marriage Takeover. I'm Tamika.
I'm your boy, E-Rock, ma'am.
And we do things, we keep it right and raw.
Uncut.
And this is a Marriage Takeover, y'all.
All day.
We messed that up so much.
Oh, we still working on our what you call them?
Our intro.
Yeah, we still working
listen,
on it.
We messed that up, but listen. Horrible. We want to be with you guys really quickly. The last time we were on, we were giving away some stuff. So our winners, drum roll please. Our winner for the Polly Pearl Boutique gift certificates were Smiles of Smiles. We're going to reach out to you directly so that you can have that gift certificate and know how to go out and to get what you are looking for on the Polly Pearl Boutique site. And then we also had another winner who was...
Okay.
Drum roll, please. That was...
Tracy Robinson!
So we're going to be reaching out to you directly in your, look for a DM from us in your inbox.
Take a DM, Slim.
To let you know that you won. So for the trip, we had somebody who followed, we had people who registered after the fact.
Yeah.
But they did not go and they didn't like the YouTubes and the IGs and the Facebook. Wah, wah, wah. So we couldn't give away that gift. So.
But I tell you this. If you're watching, if you go back and do it, we will announce you on next week.
Absolutely.
All you gotta do is just go click. That's it.
And then don't forget about the Marriage Takeover Retreat happening this Saturday.
This Saturday.
So we're giving away three trips this Saturday.
Three more trips going.
At the retreat as well.
Yes.
So, for tonight's session.
For tonight.
Quickly, we had someone send us an article. Basically how it says people are ready for weddings and not the marriages. And that's probably why many people get divorced nowadays. So the article says that most girls dream of having a perfect wedding and enjoy looking through all the most recent bridal magazines in hopes of finding that perfect gown, the rings, the wedding cake, the honeymoon destination, all of that jazz. So much time and effort gets focused on preparing for the wedding day when just as much, if not more, should be put in towards preparing for their marriage. No wonder divorce rates are so high.
What?
And we're hearing so many people searching for the best divorce lawyer or child custody lawyers nearby. So it's okay to plan every detail of your wedding because you should. Planning your wedding is or should be a once-in-a-lifetime event. So it's your special day. Remember that your wedding day is just one day, but your marriage is a lifetime. So prepare for it as a lifetime. So it is vital to make sure that you prepare for your marriage. There are so many wedding planning websites out there that'll show you the best plan a wedding or how to best plan your wedding, each of them offering the best bridal collection. And planning your wedding can be exhausting and a lot of work. So it's easy to get so busy preparing for the joint bachelorette party, planning a rehearsal dinner, picking out the wedding rings, planning the reception, by finding the best wedding party entertainment, that you lose sight of the big picture. You have your whole life ahead of you to spend that with that person that you're gonna marry. So do you have the same values? Do you have you discussed, you know, children? Would you like to have children? Have you even talked about the religion? And how do you like to raise your children within that religion?
Mm-hmm.
What about finances? Are both you and your husband going to be working full time even after the children are born? Have you gone over the financial planning and paying the bills? Can you see yourself growing old with this person? These are some of the questions that you should ask yourself and your fiance before you get married. So let's dig into that really quickly.
Let's go digging.
I mean, and it's really true. Like, a lot of people, they talk about and they deal with so many things when it comes to the wedding. I know a couple of people who before they got married, the husband had a belief system, a religious belief system, as a Jehovah's Witness, but he wasn't practicing it. But then, of course, after they got married, it was a matter of okay, I want to live my life on the right and narrow path. And then, of course, once they got married, it was like, okay, we're going to be Jehovah's Witnesses. And the wife was like, what? She was bamboozled because she was like, wait a second, what happened? Where did we talk about this, or where did we not talk about this? So those are some things that you want to make sure that you're talking about before you get married, because it is a lifetime commitment.
Yes.
It's a lifetime commitment.
You know, because the thing, when you're looking at marriage, man, it's like, how you put it? I'm glad that we had the type of wedding that we had, because our wedding was like what you would call a barnyard type
wedding.
We had
a shotgun wedding.
And we're going to shotgun wedding. Anybody own no gun to me?
Well, man. I mean, a shotgun in a sense.
No, it was a barnyard.
The very first date that we had, we did, we got married in.
Yeah.
Right? So the dress that I wore to the military ball, and then the suit that you wore for the military ball was what you got married.
Our first date was what we got married.
My great aunt made me, I love red velvet cake. She made us a red velvet cake for the wedding. And what else? You got the ring. Matter of fact, he got my wedding ring from Walmart.
$100, Slim. $100. The diamond was so small, you had to put on a magnifying glass.
I still have it today.
That's right there. But that's what it is, because even though we jumped in.
Years later.
I know, right?
Wow.
But even though, wait a minute, yes, I did upgrade.
He upgraded.
But anyway.
We getting ready to do another upgrade, but he upgraded.
Praise Jesus, because he's coming. Hallelujah. But not, because the thing is, I guess, as far as, you know, with us, you know, we did it because we were so in love with one another.
Right.
But the thing that's different is because we deny defeat.
Right.
We deny defeat. And so the thing is, because when you look at it, everybody want to look at the big day, but it's only, when you really look at a wedding, it's only 15 minutes or less.
Right.
But then, once all of that's over, the party, the receptionist, you know, your honeymoon, now you're back home, now what?
Now what?
Because then that's when, once you get real comfortable with your spouse, you start unpacking bags, meaning showing your bad behaviors, or your, you know what I'm saying, the things that didn't quite mesh. But it's easy to bail out than it is to stay in the fight.
Right.
So you just, like, when you look at the saying is that captains go down with the ship. That's because they're still trying their best to fight to keep it afloat. But it seemed like it nowadays, everybody want to just have fun on the big wedding and then don't want to commit to the lifetime.
Right. I was listening to recently, TD and Sarita Jakes, they have this phenomenal session or segment, The Model Home.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that over the past couple of weeks, and it's so true what they were saying, that, you know, a lot of people, they want to come, and marriage really is for adults. It's for the mature, because
it's for the mature, because we were kids when we got married.
We were young and dumb.
Yes, no, we weren't that dumb. Hallelujah. So,
but it's for the adults, because if you think about it, there are certain things that you have to do that, like, you can't be selfish.
Right.
You have to make sure that even in your conversation, like, if you just want to argue and argue for the sake of arguing, then you do that. But then know that that's the risk of losing your spouse.
Well, if you're going to argue, strip down and argue then. You won't have too much to say because you'll be ready to go ahead.
Whatever. So knowing that, there are certain things that you're going through throughout your marriage that you can't have the same immature behaviors and the same immature conversations that you used to have, because now you have to figure out, are we going to move forward in this?
Right.
Or are we going to sit and be immature and be selfish in our own ways and then it's not work out?
Right.
So think about those different things. And if you know somebody that's engaged, that's getting ready to get married, let them know. Like, Marriage is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
It's a beautiful thing, but it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
It's a lot, but it's so worth it.
To me, it's worth it.
It's so worth it. I would do it all over again with
you. Would you?
All over again.
I'd do it too.
I don't know shit.
I would do it all over again. But that's the thing though. Because when you look at it after the wedding, a lot of people don't take into account the four things that's leading to divorce. One, finances, right. Two, religion, three, children, four, in-laws. And so when you don't have those
conversations too,
but if you don't have those conversations,
being able to build with your spouse,
and that's
the beautiful thing
is
you got to be able to build with them, because you really don't have, like, what you have is two separate entities.
Right.
And then when you become married, it's about building that with them, building the new memories, building what it is you like. So then determine, don't sit up and argue and debate about the money. Who's gonna take care of the bills? He pays most of the bills, because if he leave it up to me, we might get some missing, because I have a lot of things going on, and paying a bill may not be the first thing on my mind.
But at the same time, we still conversate because
we still
build it.
Right.
And so you have to make sure that, and put it like this, you can't build a house if you don't have the blueprint laid out, because you don't have the strength to do it all. So that's why you got to call in the carpenters, you got to call in the electrician, you got to call in the plumbers, you got to call in the roofing people, you got to call in the siding hangers. You know what I'm saying? You have all of these elements, but when it's you and your wife, you're building. That's why we have been 22 years on our honeymoon. Yes, and we've had some rough roads, but we had a whole lot more smooth roads than we had rocky. Why? Because we decided, put it like this, we was determined not to be defeated.
Right.
Period.
Right. And like I said, it requires a commitment and a decision for you both to make and decide, are we going to do this or are we not going to do this?
Are we not going to do this?
And before you go and spend $20,000, $30,000 on a wedding, determine whether or not you really want to do that. Determine if you want to grow old with that person after they have kids, after they've gained weight, after they've gone into menopause, after they've lost a job. Think about all those different things in life that take place.
Right.
Do you want to grow old with that person
as
they're, going through their midlife crisis?
Right.
Like, think about all the, because people change.
Right. People change. And that's the thing, because when you keep that love and that communication flowing, you're keeping that love liquefied. Because it's going to be able to flow into every change. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you first met your wife, she was a 16 ounce. You understand what I'm saying? But then I ain't talking about you, baby. You know you got curves. But you understand what I'm saying, though. It's like, because people change. Just like when you first met that stallion.
So both of y'all going, y'all butts dragged.
Right, in the beach. When you met that stallion, but then that stallion turned around. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. It's like your love still has to flow with the change that take place. And so don't just live for the wedding, but live for the marriage.
Right.
It's good to have your dream wedding. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying don't do it. Have your dream wedding, but be set for the lifetime of marriage.
Right. Don't go into a lot of debt trying to have that perfect wedding. You can always do a renewal.
Yeah, because you'll be paying the rest of your life trying to pay off the
wedding. And then making sure that you have that necessary enrichment. I've seen that there are some premarital classes that are like a weekend or 6 hours or 8 hours. Invest in the premarital counseling or the premarital coaching that you have available to you. And then once you get married, go and make sure that you're plugging in so that you can do, annual checkups, annual check-ins with one another so that you can continue to build on that.
So you know
where there are cracks or where there might be seeps of, air or something coming in, that you can go ahead and seal that up before it gets too big.
Right.
You know, that's just wisdom. So we've been on here way too long.
Way too long.
This was supposed to be a good nugget. So thank you so much for submitting that in to us. I want you guys to see behind us, you guys, this is a... I almost cried when this came in the mail today. So we've got the book coming out, Know Your Role in Your Marriage. You guys can, we're going to have pre-orders available starting next week. So we wanted to make sure that we provided that
starting
to you guys
this weekend.
Today.
She forgot. It starts this weekend.
So thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for loving on us. Thank you for sending us stuff. And thank you for sharing. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you
so much.
And don't forget, smiles. Don't forget, reach out to us so we can get your information.
No, we're going to reach out to them.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit your DM.
And so, it's International Marriage Week. So do something super duper special this week. Not just because it's Valentine's Day. Not just because it's International Marriage Week. But because you actually do really love your spouse.
Right.
Right?
Do that.
Love you guys.
Mahalo.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover.